Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. The effort to kick Governor Snyder out of office still going strong as the group behind the recall campaign continues to collect the hundreds of thousands of necessary signatures to get the proposal on a statewide ballot. To talk about where things stand now and what's behind the push to remove the governor, I'm joined by Tom Bryant. He's the communications director with the Committee to Recall Rick Snyder. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
So over 800,000 signatures are required to be collected in a 90-day period. That sounds almost impossible. We're talking about 9,000 signatures a day. How in the world will you be able to do that?
Through getting out into the public, we cover basically any large event. Like, for example, this weekend, we're all over the Woodward Dream Cruise that's taking place, with volunteers keeping a high profile. Basically, any public event, any public place that has high foot traffic, we're there with signs, with volunteers, with petitions in hand, in addition to going door-to-door and having regular locations that are available on our website, fireworkscenter.org, that people can go to sign through stationary locations as well.
The recall effort's been going on for some time now, and the original goal was to get the proposal on the November ballot. Was there an initial failure to get the necessary number of signatures at a fast enough rate?
I think it was a twofold thing. When we got started, we didn't have a budget for advertising, so it took people a while to know that the recall was even active and going on. So we saw a transition from people saying, oh, I didn't know that was going on, to people saying, I've been looking for you guys, I've been waiting to sign. So in that regard, we got off to a slightly slow start, but also in order to make the November ballot, we were on a very condensed timeline, and it wasn't even a 90-day window that we had to work on. It was about a 72-day window. So it was a hard task to try to get it on the November ballot. So we came up short on that, but we still have great momentum, tons of volunteers, and we're still plugging away and doing very well every single day.
The current deadline now is September 29th. How many signatures do you have collected at this point?
The last number I received was our 300,000+. I have not received an updated figure from our count team. I was hoping to have one in time for our interview, but I didn't get one.
I see. Tom Bryant, the communications director with the Committee to Recall Rick Snyder. You know, Tom, Governor Snyder has always maintained that he made it clear in his campaign that he would pursue a pro-business agenda, including the elimination of the Michigan business tax. Why are supporters of the recall surprised by the actions he's taken in office?
Well, because I don't think he really campaigned on much of anything. He released a very vague 10-point plan that was mostly pictures and big words that didn't actually make any prescriptions. And he was able to front-run so bad that he never actually got his feet held to the fire about what he really was planning to do when he got into office.
But isn't the unfortunate reality that whoever was going to be elected governor was going to have to make cuts to programs and make some unpopular decisions to resolve the budget deficit?
He did mention shared sacrifice in his campaign. He's definitely held up the sacrifice part, but I haven't seen the sharing of it at all. We had a $1.8 billion deficit, which was created almost entirely by a $1.8 billion tax cut. And then in order to fund that tax cut, a $1 billion cut to schools was pushed forward, along with cuts and tax increases on working-class people and middle-class people, in order to pay for a massive tax cut for the wealthy and big business.
You know, while his approval ratings have dropped, they remain higher than Governor Granholm's numbers for much of her time in office. What makes you think most Michiganians really want him out of office?
It seems like the attitude of people that I've met. Granholm was unpopular, I think, in part because of the economy. Snyder is unpopular because of a combination of just draconian cuts, and at the same time that he's cutting government, he's actually increasing its power through the emergency financial manager legislation, that he can just parachute someone in to invalidate an entire municipality for essentially any reason with no transparency involved in the entire process.
Now, the governor's been in office less than a year. The budget has yet to be instituted. Should Governor Snyder be given, shouldn't he be given more time to see how this Republican approach works in turning the state economy around?
Well, we've been watching this Republican approach for 30 years. We have had a fetish with cutting taxes, rolling back regulation, and empowering business. And supposedly that creates jobs and grows the economy, right? Except right now, our entire national economy is in the dumper. And it is because of that exact strategy. We've done it for 30 years at the national level. We don't need to keep plugging away. More wrong does not eventually equal a right.
You know, Governor Snyder has his agenda, and it was executed, but it could not have happened without the Republican majorities in the House and Senate. Aren't we really seeing the results of the sweeping political change that Michigan voters themselves voted for in November?
I think actually partly what we're seeing is the incredible weakness of this state's Democratic Party, because this state's Democratic Party never bucks the trend of what the national trend is. The national trend was this whole Tea Party mania, everything rolled to the right. Michigan got caught up in it as well, along with other states, Wisconsin, Ohio, Maine, where very right-wing extremist policies are being pursued now that are out of the mainstream of American life.
Now, what happens if this recall effort succeeds? I think the goal is now to have it on the February ballot. What would the steps then be after, let's say, the public voted to recall the governor?
Once the vote is certified, he would be removed from office, and then within, I believe it's 95 days, there would be a special election to replace him. The lieutenant governor would take over as the interim governor in the time, and I'm assuming it would probably be the presumptive nominee of the Republicans in the next special election. But basically the upshot is there would be a special election held to replace him.
I see. And there's really no guarantee that another Republican wouldn't necessarily be put in his place. Is your sense then that a Democratic governor would be the one that would replace Governor Snyder?
Regardless of who replaces him, what we need is someone who's responsible replacing him. We don't need someone who's an ideologue, who's basically rubber stamping policies that are coming out of the Mackinac Center. We need someone who's willing to show real leadership and not just foist bad policies on us one after another.
You know, the one thing about Governor Snyder, and it was recognized immediately, is that he was and is popular, was very popular with Democrats. I mean, he was not a social conservative. He was a very unique Republican candidate. He also has this vast business experience. Why is the sense then that ultimately, you know, even though the strategies may not be popular, that for all we know, this could very well lead our state in a year or two in a positive economic direction?
Well, if wishes were horses. I mean, he did come across as, and he does come across as, he might be a very nice person. I'm not attacking him as a person. I'm attacking him at his policies. His policies are not good policies. And we can look at these policies in other states and across the country where it's been tried, and they consistently fail. We might get economic growth, as it were, but we're going to get economic growth in the style of the state of Texas, which is one of the few states that's added jobs over the last decade, except the overwhelming majority of those jobs are minimum wage jobs, jobs that have no benefits and no ability for someone to to support themselves on it.
Now,
that's not the future we need for the state of Michigan.
This budget is such a fundamental shift. I mean, ultimately, even if Governor Snyder is removed from office, a lot of the effects of this legislation and the restructuring that was made here, won't that ultimately stand on its own and have an effect that won't be reversed very easily?
Well, that's why we need strong leadership in the person who replaces him. If you get a governor who's willing to fight back against these policies and get an energized electorate who's ready to throw the vast majority of these Republicans out of the state House and state Senate, we can very quickly roll back. I mean, they very quickly rolled them in. You can very quickly roll something back as long as you have the political will to do so.
Okay, one more time then. How many more signatures are now necessary in, I guess, what, a month and 10 days or so?
It would be roughly in the neighborhood of about 450,000. I'm not sure what our total is right now. I know that going by our current projections, we should be in good shape, but I haven't seen an updated total lately.
I see. So another over 400,000 more signatures necessary. Well, that certainly sounds like a mountain to climb, and we'll see where we go from here. Tom Bryant, the communications director with the committee to recall Rick Snyder, thank you very much for joining me, Tom.
Thanks a lot for having me on.